name is Sukkot Marti Shemi, Yud Amid Aleph near the bottom. And we're up to the Sugya of the Dogim Shemiz Bashlo Vekaputot. Is that it? What did you say we were at? Koptes? Two lines to the bottom? Yeah, it's a bit back. Sorry. Rabbi Yonah Hashem Rabbi Oshia Bar. We're two lines up to the bottom, and three lines up from the bottom on Yud Amid Aleph. So, continues the Gemara now about the case of the fish cooked in the turnip. Hagas Micha, fine as Rabbi Yonah. Hagas Micha should be shell zebis neatmo, the zebis neatmo, the irba. Klum yesh v'dogim elatam kaputot v'kaputot elatam dagim. Suppose that, let's imagine another case now. You boiled up these things separately, and now you mix them up in order to enjoy the mixture of the taste. So now, theoretically, you would be able to take one out of the other. Okay?
Did you cook them together?
They weren't cooked together. Yeah. So now, according to the way that we've been learning it till now, the Shevach, remember, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which is defined only by the actual increase in size, okay? And according to him, if there's no increase in size, so then the meaning of the Mishnah is that HaShevach L'Sheni, wherever there's no Hishpicha in terms of actual increase. But according to Reish Lakish, you recall yesterday, it was in terms of the actual increase in the taste. So, I mean, how exactly would you call that an increase in size? You know, here we have two completely separate things. Matnisa Puyja, Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'isha shesha Allah mi'chavretah tavlinu mayim ha'melech li'satah ha'rei elu k'ragle shteyem. And we see in another sense, the Mishnah argues, with Rabbi Yochanan, because the Mishnah says if a woman borrows on yontes, and one of them makes an erev with it to the north, and one of them makes it with an erev to the opposite direction, to the south. So now, whatever it is that was made, remember that the halacha is that physical objects are limited by the tchumim of their owner. Right. So now I'm allowed to walk 2,000 amas further to the north, and you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas to the south. Problem is that if we make a piece of bread that's using ingredients of two people that is limited, and one of which is going out of the corner one direction, one of which is going out of the corner the other direction, so now the case over here is that you can only move that bread to the place where both of them would be able to walk. And if they've extended all the way out, then you can't budge it at all. Right? Now, the problem is, according to Rabbi Yochanan holds that we don't consider that to be Shevach. We only consider it to be Shevach. I mean, here you're talking about Melach and so on. You're only considering Shevach as something that increases the actual size that we're going to measure. So why are we considering now the Issa to be limited to Ragle Shtehem just because of slavery? When you talk about Pavlin, you talk about Melach, that's not sufficient to limit you because there's no greater Midah than there was before. There's only a taste. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, a taste is bottled to the main thing. Just like over here, he said, it would always go according to the Maitre Sheni because the Maitre Sheni didn't grow. So over here, it would always go according to the woman who owned the Issa itself, even though other things were put into it. So again, we see not like Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Ba, tchumim asur l'midat hadin. When it comes to tchumim, they didn't go according to the dinim of Maitre Sheni. They went according to the dinim of dinim mominus. In terms of dinim mominus, do you or do you not own a piece of the Issa? You do. So fine. That's what defines it. Who is the owner, right? It's the Bialim. What defines whether I can carry this chair out? Who owns it? So over here, if I'm letting you use my thing in your Issa, I still own it. What does that have to do with the concept of over here, with the question of the prorating of the chut of the palm of the Maitre Sheni? So that's not the issue. So you're comparing apples and oranges over here.
They own it in Shifter.
That's why it's limited to where they can both go. That's all that counts. Midas Hadin, Midas Hadin means Dine Moment, it's in Yerushalmi, right? Only Midas Hadin counts. And therefore, you can't compare it to Ma'at Yishim. But that's the halacha there, then. If I own something, you can't take my thing out of my tchum.
But it's up to mine, it's up to you.
No, I can't take it out of your tchum either. So we can only carry it in the area that our tchumim overlap, which is 1 inch. Possibly, right? So we're going to really get ourselves...
Right,
because they both own it. What if you have shittakim that own something that's opposite tchumim? It'd be the same situation. So by my putting in your tablin, I've now created a shittakim. But what does that have to do with my tishani? Yeah, that's a paid alakash. You cannot approve it to you that the issue over there is a dimming moment issue. It has nothing to do with my tishani. Because the Tamana Mina B'Shem Rabbi Chista over there, we quote Rabbi Chista as saying, I'm not sure where he got it from. I mean, he may actually have been quoting a Bryce that I'm not aware of, or he may just have been saying it over the Shmua. But he says over there, Beferi Shafilo 18, that even if all I did was borrow wood in order to bake the bread, that the halacha is that element of the bread that gives you a shittafut in the bread. Now, that nobody holds in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Beferi, and in the case of bread that was baked with wood, we don't take a look at the shevach that was added as being the part of non-Maisha Sheni. It's all Maisha Sheni, whether all the very Shlokish or whether all the Rav Yochanan. So for Rav Yochanan's reasons, because there's no expansion, for Shlokish's reasons, because I don't taste the wood. And it's just the impact of the wood. So if that's the case, what are you going to say? That the Mishnah over there in Erevin is going against the whole halacha? I mean, this the din in Erevin? No, that certainly can't be. That nobody would agree with it? So that means that it's because you have a din of shukafut because of din imamunis, and only because of din imamunis. Sabrina Neymar 18 in Behen Mamash. So, I mean, I thought, based on our mission, even according to Rish Lakish, who argues on Rabbi Yochanan, but certainly the pot doesn't have any of the eight in it, so what is the explanation? Dine Mominis. In terms of Dine Mominis, you used my energy to make this pot, you borrowed it, I own that amount in the pot, and therefore you can't carry the pot out of my corn. So don't ask from things that have nothing to do with our circuit. Now we also have a right for a right against Rav Shlokish. I think the pretty outreach should have been Lakish. Here it says, Tafshir Shemaser Sheni Shekivlo B'Tavlin Shalchulim HaShevach L'Sheni. If you started off with a stew, that's a stew of chulim, you put in now various flavorings of Maaser Sheni, so now the Shevach of this thing, in other words, it's worth more than the whole of the separate ingredients, that's always the case of the Shevach. Right, so maybe the tavlin are only worth 10 cents, but the additional time that they put into this thing makes it worth now maybe $10 more. So it's a very tasty thing, and so on. So it says over there that shevach is a shame. Now take out the next piece until the words tavlin shokul, tavshir shokulim. It's furthermore, if it's vice versa, you have a tavshir shokul, and you use kiblot and the tavlin shomaser sheni. And in this case, you use the tavlin of Maaser Sheni. So over here, the din is lo yotze Maaser Sheni midei pidyon. No, there's no way here that you should be poted the Maaser Sheni because there's no mamashes to the Maaser Sheni. All you have is the tavlin of the Maaser Sheni that is absorbed by this tavshil. Now, according to Reish Lakish, I mean the whole thing. It's dependent on time. So this makes absolutely no sense at all. Right? That's a very, but what do you mean? It's not, I taste it, so I should have to be voted. I mean, he said it all. He had to sort of our mission as being completely.
All
of them? Yeah. No, whatever, the Shevach. The Shevach of the Maaser Sheni part, I should have to be voted.
Can you measure that?
So take a look at the value.
Okay.
What was it worth before I put it in the tablet, and what's it worth now that I put it in the tablet? And I prorate that with the separate ingredients before. Huh? Let's say, in other words, let's say the meat was worth $10 and the tavlin was worth 10 cents. Okay, so now I have also a rise in value of another $10.
When you put in the tavlin.
When I put in the tavlin, besides the value of the 10 cents. Mm-hmm. So additional, so now I prorate the $10 to 10 cents ratio in how much money I'm going to have to pay for the shabbat. But
certainly according to Ishloki, to say I don't have to be part at all is crazy. Because he says it all depends on the taste.
And so on over here, I certainly have taste, but who cares if I have the mamashut or I don't have the mamashut?
So just
where you play
the wood would make a difference.
Yeah, looking on the way he was learning, then I do taste the wood. Absolutely. So now, answers the Gemara, well, I'll dive into Rabbi Yochanan, who she is, I'm a hotir midah. I mean, look, according to Rabbi Yochanan, fine. He says you need a hotir midah, so we could easily say, all right, fine, there's no hotir midah. But according to Rish Lakish also, we can explain it. Because I'll dive into Rabbi Shimon Lakish, who she is, he needs to have the clear-cut heker, not that it should be improved. And I need now a connoisseur to come along and say, I taste a little bit of, whatever it is in there. It just tastes better. Tasting better is not called Shavach of Ma'at Hashem. It has to be nicker than Shavach of the time of the Ma'at Hashem. So we can simply be talking about a case. This wasn't such a hacker. So in the same way, we're gonna have to certainly fine-tune the case for the Rabbi Yochanan also and say that it wasn't able to be detected in terms of its volume. The Berger's worker wasn't able to be clearly detected either in terms of the taste. Halacha Perek Sheni, Moshe Sheni, Halacha Beit. Rabbi Shimon Omer, in Sachin Shemen Shomaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, in other words, can I use, according to Rabbi Shimon, a secondary usage of something that is edible? Can is Rabbi Shimon, Sikha, is not the primary usage of shemen. So if I'm using the shemen in Yerushalayim, I cannot use it. But for me, Matiri, Amurah, the Rabbi Shimon, I don't understand you. In Hekel, Betruma, Chamura, Monek, Eber, Meitu, Sheni, Atal. We know for sure that Truma is allowed to be used for Sikha. We saw that many times before in the Mishnah, right? We're talking about the Gabi Shemitah and so on. So now, why is it that Meitu, Sheni is somehow more kal than truma is? I mean, truma, your chai is a misa, it is zar, and everything, you know. And you're talking going to be more machmer on my tashim. Amar lahem, which is, mine hekel, it should say, yeah, I mean, at least that's the normal view, so it should say. But mine hekel, but truma chamura, mishum shehekel, but kashinin, but tiltan. Yes, sure. The Torah may have been made to be matir sikha. And indeed, it said the Farish back in Shmiyah, said the famous Shulman, right? So the reason over there that we're Mako B'Shulman is because we're also Mako when it comes to Kashinim and Tiltan, which the Mishnah's going to ask what that is in a minute. But there's certain animal foods or other things that we're going to be Mako on when it comes to Shulman. And because Tiltan is not really a fully edible human edible thing. Okay, so we're baked on it. There's no truma on it. Now, nonetheless, if it comes to mice, we're going to be mocking. So therefore, shall we be also make a mice sheni hakal makom shalo hakal because she didn't know the tilta. Over there we were. Makai of it in mice. Tiltan. And then now what does that mean? Tiltan shall mice sheni. So now, you go ahead and you plant we were talking about if you had children actually was bought with Meis Hashem. It's not whether you're hired with Meis Hashem. And you plant it. So the halakha over there is that even though normally, we have back in the Mishnah, even though normally Gidulei Meis Hashem are chulin, and Gidulei Truma are truma, the din over here is that if they hadn't yet grown completely. Now, look, as you should be potter then, and grown completely, you can eat it even still as the tzemach. That's what tzimchonim means, not vegetarian. But before it's completely grown, you have the seeds that you would normally have, even just as a tema. And we don't consider that to be a hetzer of mice or sheni, that you're not waiting for them to grow completely, and they're still not considered to be a true human foodstuff, if that's the way you want to eat it. What about when it comes to truma? So truma, beit shamayim mean, kol ma'aseh b'tahara, chutz mechafifata. If you have tilton of truma, since it's not really considered to be a fully edible substance, you can use it, as people do, to make shampoo. So let's say you want to make tilton shampoo, which they still make. And that's not considered to be hetzed. And you can even do it betuma, because they were matir chafifa betuma. I mean, a woman normally is doing her chafifa, actually, with shampoo, before her tefillah. And they allowed that, but nonetheless, in order to make sure that people remember that we gave it a din of truma, you should do all of the things you do with it up to the actual usage, betaira, even though the chafifa is the truma. There's no problem of being metame even as before you're using it actually for the chafifa. It's not necessarily the chafifa that can be done with tuma. Anything except for the actual putting it into the water itself, where you're going to be soaking it in order to make the shampoo, the soften, and so on. Over there, since that's the moment that you're being mashed, the kabbal tuma, we have the same strange halakha that comes with eating pears, right? We have a din of washing your hands for eating pears. Now, despite the fact that maybe the water got on the pears before, right. But right now the pears are dry. It doesn't really make any asamina la'alacha. Once pears get wet, right? They can find that another right in the kabbal tuma. But we're only machmer in case we actually see the water because of chumrat mashkin and so on. Okay, so here's a similar thing to that. Since this is the moment that mashkin the kabbal tuma, at that moment, you don't want to actually be matanit biyadayim and now say, I'm going to take this thing that's truma and I'm going to be putting it into the water so it looks like as if I'm going out to be matame at this moment. Okay, so at that point, the shriya itself they called, for that you have to be machmir, because we don't want you to be matame via dying. Now, when it comes to Maiser Sheni, the point over there is that in Maiser Sheni, you need to treat it the tahara. So, therefore, we have the argument of Rabbi Shimon that Maaser Sheni is in a sense more common. The Kashine Maaser Sheni Yechalu Timchoni. You can eat Kashinim that are Michael Behema, but we said before that the Rabbanu were gozer to take Shulman Maaser from them anyway, because they are a animal feed that when times are really tough, people will eat. So it's like a food that if I have enough food, I don't bring it into my house. But look, you know, things sometimes is a shmet way up on. So those years that we're machmer and we take off trumas and maisers from it. But you can still eat it simchonim, and it's not considered to be a hefset of any right? Even though normally maiser sheni, once it goes into Yerushalayim, it's called chatur mechitzot. There's no din of klipas mechitzas. So as long as we're mekel on kashinim, because all halacha is sort of just as because of shnet shnot reyavon, we're not going to treat it as if it's really people's food. Nitzma'u, and suppose now they became tamei. Rabbi Tarfana yitzpardu leisot, v'chachomim omin yitpardu. So Rabbi Tarfana holds you should cut up the kashinim in such a way that each one should have less than a kebetz in order not to be metami the isa, and that way you're able to do it without being metami anything the adayim. And we don't treat this with the chumra of maaser sheni that was nitma. Maaser sheni was nitma, you quoted Yerushalayim. Over here, since lemaisa, if you're going to be quoted a kashini, what are you going to do with it? You're going to feed it to the animal. So Rabbi Tarfon time is that this is similar to the halach of ein quoted a kashin lachin on the behemet, and lachin on the club here. So over here, we don't go ahead now and say, well, it's tame, so then the din is, I'm allowed to be told to Maaser Sheni that became tame in Yerushalayim. Says Rabbi Tarfon, not in this case. Because in this case, if you're told it, you can end up being machmir at the club. And so first, as I said, we're being machmir No. And I can use it. You could put it into an ether, as we say. Put it into the bottle with it in an ether, just make sure it's left in the condenser. And keep it for people. But the Chacham said, what's the problem you put it? We're not going to be bothered to report it. Michelle Truma, the same case of Truma, the Shamarim Sholim, the Shafim, the Tara. So when you put it into the water, they used to put it into the water in order to float off the junk pieces in it, make it a little soft at the animal, right? And Shafim, if you sort of rub them in order to get off the hard parts, they should be able to wash away. That you should do the Tara. But Ma'achilim, the Truma. Same thing like we said, Magabi, the dinner, the shampoo. Ubeit Yilel Omrim, Shorim B'Tara, V'Shafim U'Mashimim B'Tuma. Shammai Omer Yechalu Tzarim. So they throw all, but again, we only want to make a hacker, that we're treating it with some level of Kedusha. Shammai says, you have to, even though you're able to eat it B'Tuma, it has to be done in a completely dry fashion. But you cannot make an Issa out of it at all, because then again, it becomes evident to everybody you're being mocked with a double tumor. If you eat it tarid, if it's dried out, then it doesn't look like you're being mocked with a double tumor. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kol Ma'aseh Abitumah. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, he's most natural. He says you can even be mocked with mamish in the water, and it's still no problem. It's just a din in Meister Sheni that we want you to take Meister Sheni from it, but we don't expect you to treat it even at the time of Asharaya itself, where it looks like it's being the time of Yadayim. Even that, we're not going to be marked enough. So we will continue with the Gemara tomorrow.